my name is Susan Lund, and welcome back to our series on selling versus unselling. Today's topic is telling. We're going to talk about what selling is not, and what selling is not is telling. What do you think successful salespeople do during their sales interaction? What percent do you think that they tell versus sell? Well, when I think about the talk-listen ratio, I like to think of 90-10. That is, one thing I have learned is that when we tell, we unsell. And if we listen 90% of the time and talk 10% of the time, it is by listening that one earns trust and really understands their client's needs. One of my top sales professionals, when I used to talk with her during the week, and she would be so excited to tell me how her sales call went, and she would say, I asked this, and then I learned this, and then I asked this question, and he told me this, and then I asked this question, and she would go on and on for 5 minutes. It was so much fun listening to her. She would go on and on for 5 minutes to tell me all the questions, in fact, every question she asked and everything she learned. And then at the end of our conversation, she would share with me that as a result, the customer chose to buy. That's right. It's only by listening and them doing the talking that they can become ignited and choose to buy. The talk listen ratio that I teach and work hard to practice and coach to is 90-10. If we listen 90% of the time and talk 10% of the time, it gives us an opportunity to better understand the client's needs, the other person's needs. So my question to you as you go throughout your day and the rest of this week is, what percent of the time are you going to talk, and what percent are you going to listen during your next interaction when you want to earn trust and influence the people around you and the people above and the people below and your clients? What percent of the time are you going to listen? Well, I hope it's 90%. Why? So you can experience the results that come with listening more and talking less. In the next session, we're going to continue our series on what selling is and what selling is not. Good selling.